First off, how's it going so far?
Well, it is a whirlwind. It's only been about not quite three months, I think, and it's certainly not anything I ever anticipated, but I am really digging in and feel a big responsibility and also a lot of joy in doing this work and working for Minnesota here in Washington.
And you have some legislation that you're working on currently.
Well, one of the things I focused on a lot when I was lieutenant governor was our response to this opioid epidemic. And now that I'm in Washington, D.C., I'm bringing all of those stories that I heard in Minnesota from every different community across the state and working to try to improve what the federal government can do to help states address this crisis. We know that a lot of the problems that families and families are facing are just related to the struggles getting into good treatment and recovery programs, and it's especially a problem in our tribal nations. So one of the bills that I've introduced will help improve treatment for people who live in our tribal communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited that that'll help make a difference.
And right here in Northfield, in fact, we just had three people nearly die from opioid overdoses that were laced with carfentanil. And Narcan and Steve's Law and all of that has certainly helped in that area. But one of the things that our local law enforcement has talked about so much is the issue of having places to put people arresting their way out of this. It's not going to happen. It doesn't work.
Absolutely. This is not a law enforcement problem nearly as much as it is a health problem. And we need to, and we know what to do. That's the thing that we need to focus on. So making sure that people have access, that law enforcement and emergency responders have access to naloxone so that we can do an emergency response like you're talking about in Northfield to basically keep people alive. But then we need to have good long-term treatment and recovery programs. Right. And this is one of the reasons that I am co-sponsored what we call the Penny a Pill Bill, which would basically say to the big drug companies who have made billions of dollars on selling prescription pain medicine, saying to them, you need to chip in to help us pay for the treatment and recovery that is now required because people have become addicted to opioids.
Right, exactly. And do you think, though, that if that bill would pass, that the drug companies would just pass that on to the consumer?
Well, I mean, I just want to point out that the big drug companies are making billions of dollars. They are spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on marketing and advertising, and their CEOs are making $2, $5, $10, $20 million a year. So I see no reason why they should pass that on to consumers who are paying the price. I think they ought to pay for it themselves.
Yeah, so do I. And I think there's a whole lot of people that feel that way as well. One of the things that the president came out with is, you know, he's saying death penalty to people. Carol Falkowski talks about the fact that it's really education for doctors as well.
Yes, that is true. I think that we need to focus, and we have in Minnesota. The governor has, I think, really led the way on this. First of all, providing education to physicians so that they don't overprescribe opioids, and then having a good monitoring system so people who start to become dependent on opioids can't sort of shop around from doctor to doctor and get a prescription from one doctor without the other doctor knowing that that's happening, and then being able to identify who's struggling with a substance abuse disorder and getting them into treatment so that it takes a long time to recover from this. A lot of the people who are selling these illegal drugs are also addicted themselves. And so while I do think we need to be looking for ways to shut down the supply of those illegal drugs, I think that the president's approach of talking about death penalties for is just completely missing the point of the problem that we have.
Mm-hmm. How do you think your bill is going to be met?
Well, I'm very encouraged that in the budget bills that we are hoping to pass in the next couple of days here in Washington, there's bipartisan support for more resources for dealing with the opioid epidemic. And I'm also encouraged because this issue of the opioid issue affects every state in the country, whether they're represented by Republicans or Democrats. There's a great bipartisan interest in coming up with some solutions. And so I am, that gives me hope that we'll be able to make some headway.
All right. Senator Tina Smith, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just happy to have a chance to talk with you and look forward to talking soon.
That sounds good. Thanks again.
Thank you.